It's Father's Day. But it's not much of a Father's Day for the father in the parable today, is it? The younger son goes up to his father and says, "Dad, I want you to give me the inheritance right now." The thing about an inheritance is, one does not usually receive an inheritance until there is a death. And you know what the younger son is really saying to his father? "Dad, I want you to drop dead. I want you out of the picture because I want your money. Dad, I want you to drop dead. Because I'm the one who matters. I'm the one who is important here. Not you." It's not much of a Father's Day for this father, is it? If hearing that wasn't bad enough, what then does the younger son do? He takes the money from his father, the inheritance, and then he leaves his father. And there the younger son lives a life where he is the important one. He lives like he matters most. He journeys to another country. He does whatever feels good. He eats well. He parties much. He has lots of so-called friends. Again, he lives like he's important. He lives like he alone matters. And what about his father? It must cause the father to grieve. It's not much of a Father's Day for the father, is it? Brothers and sisters in Christ, we have a heavenly Father. But at times, how have we lived like the younger son? Where, before him, have we lived like we mattered most? Where have we lived like we are the important ones? Now, fast forward in this story, in the parable, to the time right after the younger son comes back to the father in repentance, and then the father's hosting a party for the younger son who returned, and everyone attends, but who doesn't show up to the party? It's the older son. And why not? He doesn't want to be there. And when the father finds out that his older son is not attending the banquet, he drops everything. He goes to find out why from his son. And what does the older son say about why he is not going to the party? "Look, these many years I've served you, and I've never disobeyed your command, and yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, you who devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him." In other words, the older son is saying, "This son of yours," and I'm not even going to call him my brother, because he's not. "This son of yours is pathetic. I'm the one who served you well. He didn't. And you've treated me awful." If you stop and think about it, do you know how the older son is really living, though? The older son, this moment, is living like he matters most, like he is the important one here. And the older brother shows he does not care about his father, nor about his younger brother, but he cares only for himself. Again, this is very sad for the father Again, it's not much of a Father's Day for the father, is it? In this parable that Jesus tells, what both brothers have in common, though at different times, is that at different times they live like they matter most. At different times, they're both guilty of living like they're the important ones here. Friends in Christ, you have a Heavenly Father. How have you lived before Him? Where did you live like you mattered most? Where have you lived like you are the most important one? It can happen so easily to us. It really can. And it happens when we attempt to control other people to suit our desires, so things go our way. And there, we've lived like we mattered most. It happens when we refuse to ask for forgiveness when we've been wrong. And there, we lived like we mattered most. It happens when we seek first our own pleasures and desires instead of what the Lord wills. And there we live like we mattered most. It even happens when we allow bitterness and resentment to reside in the heart instead of commending the hurt and the anger into the Lord's hands. And there we've lived like we mattered most. So stop and think. Where did you live like the older brother or the younger brother, living like you mattered most, living like you were most important? We've done that. We've wandered. You and me. All of us. Do you know what's important? Look at the kind of father you have, because this is the exact kind of father that you need right now. I mean, look closely at the parable. Remember when the younger son squandered all his money and a severe famine hit the country that he lived in? What did he have to do? He had to go and work as a servant, feeding pigs. But there he starts to realize that he sinned against his father and failed him. There he begins to repent and to grieve. And as he returns to his father with the plan that he is going to plead for his father to treat him like one of his servants, the father sees his son at a distance. This is critical. Who is it that runs? It's the father. Who initiated the embrace and the kiss? The father. Who hears the confession of his son? Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. And then who feels compassion? It's the father. And who orders the son to be dressed with the best robe, with a ring put on his hand, with shoes be placed on his feet, and that a fattened calf be killed for a feast? It's the father. And this is amazing. Who will not treat him like one of his servants, but like his own dear son again? The father. The father who forgives his son. Why all of this? The answer is because the younger son actually matters to the father. Because the younger son is important to the father. Even with the older son who refuses to come to the party, I mean, who's reaching out to him, trying to lead him back? It's the father. Why? The older son is important as well to the father. He matters. Do you realize this is exactly how your Heavenly Father is towards you? He sends you, his beloved Son. And what does the Son do for you? The Son, he takes a journey, but his journey will lead him onto two pieces of wood on a cross. Jesus wanted to, and for you. Bring him all the times that you've lived like you mattered most, like you were most important. Bring them all to Jesus. He died for you. He rose again for you. And you know what this means about your Heavenly Father? It means that the Heavenly Father comes running to you, that he welcomes you, that he dresses you in the finest of all clothing, and that he now says to you, in my Son, you are forgiven. And that he orders that a feast be celebrated for you. Do you know why all this? Because you are important to him. You matter to him. So often, we try to find importance and value in us. We think we matter because of us. And it gets us into all kinds of trouble. The younger son finally got it. He mattered. He was important. But here's the twist. The younger son mattered not because of himself, but only because of his father and what his father did for him. You matter. You are important as well. And it's not because of you or what you do, but it's because of your Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ for you. Your importance, your value is a gift. And it's all because of the Heavenly Father through Jesus. You are baptized. This is proof positive that you matter to your Heavenly Father. It's his promise to you. Jesus feeds you with his true body and blood in his meal, the feast of all feasts. It's more assurance you matter to your Heavenly Father through Jesus. So rejoice and live it out by loving your neighbor, putting their needs first. This Father's Day, think of your Heavenly Father. He is the Father who matters. He is the Father who is important, because the reality is you matter to your Heavenly Father in Jesus much more than you can even understand. You are important to him. It's true. Live that out in the name of Jesus. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.